ears. This is Cliffo and Bronte After Hours. This content is not for little ears. Cliffo and Bronte.
Happy Friday, everyone.
Happy frickin' Friday.
Or Saturday if you're listening on Saturday.
Happy
or
silly Saturday.
If it's Sunday, shout out to the legends who got up at 5 a.m. this morning, Queensland time, to watch the Socceroos. We're either really, really happy right now or we're commiserating. I'm not sure which one.
Do you think you're going to get up at 5?
Oh, am I going to get up? I think you said, are we going to get up? The Aussies. I was going to be like, oh, I doubt it.
I think you're doubtful am on I both
get
of
up?
Those things.
Oh, I doubt it.
I think I'm going to try to. But right now it's Friday and we're still bloody coming down from the win of Denmark.
Yeah, huge, huh? So this is the After Hours podcast. This is stuff that doesn't go on the radio because we want to keep our broadcasting license.
Just our job in general would be nice.
Today, Dr. Carl answers, he doesn't ask a question, he answers a question in regards to something that's often found in the human stool.
Yeah.
I know you're not a fan of this kind of content, are you?
Not really, but
it's
also
scientific.
From Dr. Carl, I appreciate it. Since you told us this story, I then had corn the next night.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed anything, but if I do, I'm glad that I'll have this to go back to.
Give it 24 hours, mate. plus the bit that you played to us, the bit of audio, and producer Alicia and I were like, you cannot play that on the radio.
I wanted to play it on the regular show, but I was told I wasn't allowed to because it has a swear word in it. Maybe.
I think it does. It's one of those Laurel and Yanny things, though.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? Can you not?
It's gone absolutely bunter online, like so viral, because it really does sound like someone is saying a bad, bad word, and it's from a kid's movie.
Hang about, guys. It's coming up. The Cliffo and Bronte After Hours podcast on Listener. So just a warning before we get into the next bit here. It is a little bit unsavoury.
Okay, lovely. This isn't my favourite thing to talk about.
I feel this is what the After Hours podcast is for, though. Okay. The stuff that, like we say, a little bit too edgy maybe for the show or whatever. And I wasn't vibing you on this one when I pitched it to you.
No. Some of my no-go zones when we talked about our show was I'm not a big toilet humour fan. Like toilet, what goes on in the toilet.
Okay.
And so what did you
fair call.
What did you
Good
say?
Reminder. We can stop. We can do we need a safety word or something? Bananas.
Bananas.
You say bananas.
Yeah, okay.
When we get to the point here,
okay.
Like I'm gonna dangle my toe over the line, but if I cross it, you yell out bananas and we stop.
All right, I like that.
Okay. The headline is, why is there corn in my poop?
Bananas.
Oh, come on!
No. I knew that was coming.
So Dr. Carl, the people's doctor.
Oh, we love Dr. Carl.
Oh, I love Dr. Carl so much. So he's put his tropical shirt on, as he
does. Of course.
And he's answered this question because it's a fair question. Sometimes you do go to the bathroom and if you check, there can be corn.
I have not seen that, but I'll take Dr. Carl's advice.
Do you eat a lot of corn on the cob?
No, not really.
We do.
The
kids like it.
Yeah.
And I've often noticed like whole kernels, okay? I'm not going to go into details. But anyway, that's the question. Someone has posted this to Dr. Carl. He's taken it seriously. He's
Good
a doctor.
On you, Dr. Carl.
And he's answered it in a TikTok. Now, I haven't listened to this.
Sure.
So I'm just going to hit play and we're going to listen to it together. But I can hit stop.
Sure. You'll know.
Yeah,
You'll give me
a bananas.
I'll give you a bananas.
Here's Carl.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Ever wondered why you always find bits of corn in your poo? Wonder no more. It turns out that corn has a very tough outer coating called the pericarp. Very, very tough. So tough that it turns out that corn is one of the very few foods that you can actually pop, because that tough and very thin outer coating can withstand enormous pressures like 90 tons per square meter, which is what you need for making popcorn, but which is so tough, your stomach acids won't digest them easily.
Okay, that's all right. I thought he was going to say 90-somethings of pressure, and I was like, what goes on when we go to the toilet?
I reckon after a decent curry or so, there'd be 90-something.
Bananas! Are you guys in your house, do you like to have lots of flowers and things around?
Not really. Mm-hmm. We got into the seedlings when they were giving them away for free.
Oh.
At Woolies, was it? Or Coles or one of them. They had you got the little packets of seeds and a little pot.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it was about 2 years ago. It was a whole little baby My Little Garden or something it was called.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember once I bought seeds to try to grow baby carrots, and because it hadn't grown within 2 days, my green thumb was retired.
So you're going to see all these carrots came in and all these rabbits took over your yard.
No, I wish.
It was the whole thing.
I love rabbits. But there is someone else who has managed to plant something pretty successfully in her garden. But as a result, a drug task force had to come and rip them all up.
No!
So Kate Dixon is a woman from Hobart, and she runs a commercial flower farm and supplies lots of local florists with blooms all year round. And so she bought some new seeds, what she thought were frilly pink poppies, beautiful, like these big pink flowers. That she thought would be good for weddings and like Mother's Day. Like they're very, very pretty flowers. And so she bought quite a few of them and had planted the crop. And then all of a sudden she found out that there was someone that was very interested in her blooms, and it wasn't any brides or anything. It was Tasmania's Environmental Department, because they had seen the photos on her Instagram.
They're like, hold on, they're not poppies.
They're like, they're not poppies.
They're marijuana poppies.
Very close. Opium poppy.
Oh, even worse.
So turned out that she had inadvertently started planting two very restricted species of poppies that do contain morphine, codeine.
Oh, wow.
Like they contain all of the basic materials that end up.
I feel like she should have clued onto this. Like someone who grows flowers.
Right?
For a living,
I
feel like you clue on pretty quickly, wouldn't you?
She was like, I don't know. They just came and they did. Yeah, you're right. Maybe she.
And my mate Snoop Dogg here and Willie Nelson, they have nothing to do with any of this.
No. Every couple of months, I feel like there is something that really divides the internet in terms of you either see or hear something one way or the other.
Did it all start with the blue dress, gold dress?
It absolutely it was my friend.
Gold dress, green dress.
Blue and gold or grey and pink was the, I think. Blue and gold, white and pink.
What colour is this dress?
This dress that just, I was a blue and gold girl, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
I was a blue and gold girl
too.
Yeah,
great. Thought so. And then last year maybe we had Yanni and Laurel, which was an audio where you could hear one or the other. And now there's another one. And I wanted to do this on our regular show as part of TikTok Tuesday, but I was told that you can't say the F word, which is one of the options for this audio.
And the shocking thing for me was the look in your face, the look of shock in your face when we're told, I don't know, Bronte. Like producer Alicia and I were clearly hearing the F word be dropped.
But I can't.
And you were like, I don't, why can't we play this on the radio? Because you can't hear the F word in this. So, heads up.
Yeah.
Like we do say this is our M-rated podcast.
Yeah.
But we are going to play something now that you may hear an F-bomb.
Exactly. And this is from one of the Toy Story movies, an interaction between Barbie and Ken. And I think you'll hear when it could possibly be an F word.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You've been warned, everyone.
Hawaiian surf trunks.
Oh, fuck. Those were vintage. It's okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay. I hear it. Do you want it one more time?
Yes, please.
Okay, listen again, guys.
Hawaiian surf trunks.
Oh, fuck. Those were vintage. It's okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, I hear a rip.
Yep.
Then I hear, oh, F word.
Right.
What are you hearing?
Oh, Barbie. Like he, so have, let's hear it again.
Hawaiian surf trunks.
Oh, Barbie. Those were meant.
Oh, now Barbie. I hear, oh, Barbie.
Yes.
Okay. But until you.
Yep.
Described it to me in detail. I heard, oh, F-U-C.
Yes. And that's in a kids movie, apparently. So.
What are we teaching our children? Like, no wonder there's a youth crime crisis.
Right? They're just out here dropping F-bombs.
They're set up to fail, man.
Yeah. Obviously, a lot of people all over the world are dealing with the rising cost of living and, like, just everything seems to be going up, including, especially over in Europe where it's about to be into winter, a lot of people are complaining about, like, their energy costs going
up. I've heard before energy is already ridiculously high over there. And I feel like we pay a lot in Australia. So
we do.
If it's more over there, that's crippling.
It's a lot more. And so there are governments that are trying to come up with these energy-saving plans in order to, like, combat all of the power issues. And Switzerland... If you were thinking about moving over to anywhere in Europe, maybe go to Switzerland because they have a suggestion to help people save power. And it's shower together.
Oh! Okay. I mean, it's a practical one. Like, I was expecting you to go along the line, like, renewable or nuclear or something like that, but it's just a more on-the-ground kind of solution.
That's right. This is one of the federal councillors suggesting that residents could save a bit of money with a power-saving plan that includes them showering together. Or you could just turn off the computer when you don't need it or turn off the lights. There were her three suggestions.
I would love it if I could shower with my wife often, but she's not real down for the group shower.
Do you have, like, the facilities in order to do that? Because if you've only got, like, the one shower head and it's, like, just a tiny little one, that isn't always comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's only – but it's one shower head, but it's a rather large shower.
Oh, okay.
Like, we'd both fit in there.
Right, so you could do
– She doesn't want to do it because she knows where my mind's going to go every time.
And where's that? Just –
Just
sure
to the good positive influences I'm having on planet Earth, Bronte.
Getting dirty while you're getting clean.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.